Did you know that a building site worker often spends more time looking for tools, waiting for materials, moving them, removing waste, or correcting mistakes than actually building? This may seem surprising, but it's a day-to-day reality in the sector. And yet, with labor in short supply and housing needs exploding, the construction industry has no time to lose and must find solutions. Against this background, a solution from the automotive industry is gaining ground. Lean construction, which means building more efficiently.
So, what does lean construction really mean in practice?
And how is this approach transforming the building sector? I'm James.
And I'm Amy. Together, let's decode the ideas that are shaping the future of sustainable construction.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain. Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future. First of all, what do we mean by lean?
Here, it means slim and without fat. A well-chosen term, since lean construction consists precisely in cutting out all the superfluous fat in the production process. It's not a new approach. It all started at Toyota in the 50s with lean management. In this method, the aim is to produce as tightly as possible, eliminating all unnecessary production steps. It also encourages regular feedback to ensure continuous improvement.
From 1993, this method was adapted to the world of construction. The idea is simple: identify and eliminate all activities that add no value to deliver projects on time, on budget, and with minimal waste of resources.
And waste doesn't just mean waste of materials.
That's right, Amy. It also means waiting times, errors to be corrected, unnecessary inventory, and movements around the site. It's estimated that only 30% of time on a site adds value and actually contributes to the construction process.
Only 30%? Another figure, between 1997 and 2021, productivity in the construction sector fell by 7%, while in industry as a whole, it rose by 126%, according to a KPMG study. This explains why the sector is looking for inspiration from other industries. But transposing this model to the construction sector is not so simple. In a factory, everything is standardized. Every gesture is programmed. Every action is designed to create value. On a building site, it's a completely different story.
That's where the challenge lies. In the construction sector, each project is unique, with its own constraints: the terrain, the environment, local regulations, and so on. Not to mention the many different trades, each with their own way of working and their own processes. The challenge of making construction lean is to apply these principles of efficiency while respecting the specific features of each project.
So, what does lean construction actually mean on a building site?
The idea is to organize the site so that value is created at every stage. The goals are to maximize use of the resources provided, improve efficiency and workflows, and reduce costs. To achieve this, all project stakeholders must be involved at an early stage: architects, design offices, craftsmen, and so on. It's really like conducting an orchestra.
And rehearsing together before the big concert.
Absolutely, Amy. Instead of everyone working in their own corner, we anticipate and coordinate the work of all the different trades. For example, the last planner system is used to precisely organize the work of each team. The just-in-time principle is also applied. Materials are delivered exactly when they are needed, saving on time and transportation.
Okay, so it's all a question of tempo. And when the orchestra plays well, the results are impressive. Take Strasbourg University Hospital, for example. Faced with constant delays and ever-increasing construction costs, the management team decided to implement a lean approach. This cut lead times by 30% and costs by 25%. And this isn't an isolated case. Another excellent example is Heathrow Airport Terminal 5 in the UK, which opened in 2008. Rather than setting prices and deadlines in advance, all stakeholders collaborated from the outset to manage risk and adapt to change. The result? The terminal was delivered on time and on budget. A first for a project of this size.
We've talked about saving time and money, but that's not all. By optimizing material flows and transport, in particular waste and errors to be corrected, there is also a considerable reduction in the site's carbon footprint. And it also means less disturbance of local residents, less noise, fewer trucks coming and going, better organized work sites. It's a win-win situation.
To sum up, lean construction isn't just a method for speeding up on-site work. It provides a genuine answer to the major challenges of today: shortage of skilled labor, environmental requirements, growing housing needs, and so on.
And that's just the beginning. Digital technologies such as artificial intelligence and BIM are opening up new prospects, not to mention the fact that these methods are perfectly suited to the light and modular construction methods that are increasingly gaining ground. One thing's for sure: when the construction sector draws inspiration from industrial methods, the whole building site becomes a real chain of excellence. Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain.
Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future.